This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House and Republicans signaled productive but not definitive results as they work to avert a potential federal default. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden called the debt limit session productive, saying default is not really on the table. While there's no agreement on basic issues, the contours of a budget deal seem within reach that might unlock a separate vote to lift the $31 trillion debt ceiling. Negotiators are looking for a compromise over a 2024 budget year cap, with Republicans asking for a 10-year 1% cap on spending growth. McCarthy says they're going to find a baseline that will be less than what we spent this year. According to a person familiar with the talks, the White House offered to hold spending flat at current numbers and a more limited cap until 2025. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Russian official says Moscow's forces have shot down a large number of drones in Russia's southern Belgorod region. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The comments on Wednesday came a day after Moscow announced that its forces crushed a cross-border raid in the area from Ukraine. Belgorod's governor said the drones were intercepted overnight over the province. He said no one had been hurt, but unspecified administrative buildings, residential buildings, and cars were damaged. Ukrainian officials made no immediate comment. Russia said that the previous day it beat back one of the war's most serious cross-border attacks. The Russian Defense Ministry said that more than 70 attackers were killed in a battle in Belgorod that lasted around 24 hours. It made no mention of any Russian casualties. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Swiss government on Wednesday backed the decommissioning of 25 advanced Leopard 2 battle tanks with a view to selling them back to Germany, a step that could allow Western countries to send more military aid to Ukraine. This is VOA News. A Russian court has extended the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter and American citizen Evan Gershkovich by 3 months. The decision came in a closed-door hearing. A State Department spokesperson says Russia is not living up to requirements that it allow U.S. officials' consular access to Gershkovich. Gershkovich was ordered held until August 30th. He was arrested in March on espionage charges on a reporting trip in Russia. He, his employer, and the U.S. government have denied the charges. The cycle of violence continues in the Israeli-occupied territories as Israel destroyed the home of a Palestinian man it says was involved in a March attack in Tel Aviv that killed one person and wounded two others. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Israel routinely demolishes the homes of individuals it blames for such attacks. But Palestinians and human rights advocates say the policy amounts to collective punishment, as it can also leave non-combatants, including children, homeless. More than 250 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the spring of 2022. About 50 people have been killed in Palestinian attacks against Israelis. Israel says most of the Palestinians killed were militants, but stone-throwing youths protesting the raids and children not involved in the clashes have also been killed. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made a video appearance in a New York courtroom where the judge tentatively scheduled the former president's criminal trial for March 25, 2024. The date would fall in the heat of the presidential primary season. Trump had pleaded not guilty last month to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records at his family company, the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Mike Sisick reports the presiding judge advised the defense it must be available for trial.
Judge Juan Manuel Merchan set a trial date in this hush money case, the first ever criminal case brought against the former president, and he said Donald Trump, his lawyers, everyone involved, needs to cancel any professional and personal obligations they may have for the duration of the trial.
Trump has portrayed the New York case and other investigations he faces as a coordinated effort to sully his reelection chances. Jimmy Carter's grandson says the former president remains in good spirits 3 months after entering end-of-life care at home. Jason Carter says his grandfather follows public discussion of his legacy and gets updates on the Carter Center's humanitarian work around the world. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.